But at some stage in man's history, something happened, something remarkable happened. A new type of consciousness started developing. A new type of consciousness that we usually call reflexive consciousness, or self-consciousness, or self-awareness. And reflexive consciousness is contrasted with simple consciousness. In simple consciousness, you're aware of sights. You're aware of sounds. You see sights. You hear sounds, etc. You're aware of trees, houses, people, books, flowers. But you're not aware of being aware. When you're aware, but not aware of being aware, this is simple consciousness. But in reflexive consciousness, consciousness, as it were, doubles back upon itself, and one is aware of being aware. And when one is aware of being aware, one is conscious of oneself as an individual, conscious of oneself as separate from the group. One is conscious of one's ability to think and feel and act differently from the group, even against the group. And an individual of this type is a true individual. That is to say, one who is self-aware. Not only self-aware, but also emotionally positive, full of goodwill towards all living beings, who is also spontaneous, creative, that is to say, not determined in his thinking, feeling, acting, by previously existing mental and emotional, psychological patterns, whether his own or those of other people. And an individual, a true individual, is also one who is responsible, aware of his own needs, aware of others' needs, and prepared and willing to act accordingly. And true individuals started appearing on the stage of history in relatively large numbers in the course of what we call, using Carl Jaspers' term, the Axial Age. The Axial Age, a sort of crucial turning point in human history, hence the term axial, was a 300-year period extending very roughly from about 800 BC to about 500 BC. And these true individuals who started appearing during that period in relatively large numbers appeared in Palestine, in Greece, Persia, India, and China. In fact, in nearly all the great centers of civilization of that time. And some of them were great thinkers, others were prophets and mystics, others again were poets, sculptors, and founders of religions. In Palestine, we have such figures as the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah and Amos, as well as the author, the unknown author of the book of Job. In Greece, we have Pythagoras and the great philosopher Plato. We have the Attic dramatists. We have the great poet Pindar. We have the sculptor Phidias, and so on. In Persia, the prophet Zoroaster. In India, the Upanishadic sages like Yajnavalkya. We have Mahavira, the founder of Jainism. We have the Buddha. And in China, we have Confucius and Lao Tzu, the two most important individuals to rise in the whole history of Chinese culture. So the Axial Age was a period of efflorescence of the individual in this sort of way, of true individuals. And some of these true individuals went far beyond self-consciousness or self-awareness merely. Some of them at least developed what I've sometimes called transcendental consciousness and even absolute consciousness. So from the Axial Age onwards, we see at work in history, in human history, in cultural history, religious history, spiritual history, if you like, two factors. On the one hand, there's the individual, and on the other, there's the group. The true individual and the group. And also various free associations of true individuals. But that again is another story, and I'm not going into it tonight.